Hello! We've been the harbingers of the rain this year. Thanks, you guys. It's nice to kind of be able to see you. Thanks for sticking around. We're gonna get cooked up here this evening. We'll be flambéed. Is it bright enough for you, folks? Okay. My head shining? But it was really nice to get asked back. It's kind of a strange evening to close. We feel like very, very, very ugly ducklings. So we're gonna hang in there. We're gonna try. Too slick for you folks.
Behind me and fall onto the bed. Nothing on the TV, not much in my head. When I think of you, it makes me smile, and I realize it's another day without you. Now wait for me, little darling. I'm coming home, I hope you understand. I long for you, little darling. Can't wait till I can see you again.
Keeping y'all up too late, are we? Okay, because we started later, so they're gonna let us play a little later. As long as that's okay, we're not keeping anybody awake. Or a couple people awake. Oh, forget it, we'd like to keep actually everyone awake. Dave Johnson is down there on the banjo, and we were hanging out in the van earlier today. We hang out in a van a lot, and no, it's never by the river. It never sits still that long, but we're picking away, and Bill Keith walked by, and that was pretty cool, so we'll play this tune.
Bill Keith rips.
He does. He's the best. This is a tune called Crooked Hitch that Dave Johnston wrote. Dave down there. They want to cook us. David Johnston. Crooked Hits.
Thank you, folks.
All right, folks, we're not going to stand up here and fool you into thinking we're some sort of bluegrass band. Ben's got a big old bug on his face. And it's funny that Ben just had that bug land on his face because he happened to write this next big old chunk of music that we're going to play for you.
Thank you, folks. This has been a great day of music. Usually, this is just Thursday. Festival just started, I guess. It's pretty good. Me and Adam there grew up not too far from here, in the great bluegrass capital of Massachusetts. And now I personally haven't had any trouble with the law, but I like to pretend that I have. And this is a song about that.
We never started.
He put an end to that long time ago.
Tenures and jails, the sentence that they handed down. I didn't like the odds that I would last that long. They turned their back and I was gone. Just turned 18, looking at some real hard times. But I see it fading in my rearview mirror. Now it's just me and these white lines. Lord only knows where I'm going. I can't remember the places I've been. Tell me if I'll ever make it home again. Apart from these troubles, some others all I leave behind. Says a reminder of my father, but hell if I know. He left town when I was 3 years old. You did the best you could, I can't help but feel I'm doing her wrong. She'll be much better off now that I'm gone. I don't much feel like hanging around. Lord only knows where I'm going. Remember the places I've been. But tell me if I'll ever make it home again. Oh, home again. Bright the stars are shining, but then I can't recall the last time I looked into the sky. And it seems to me if I make it cross the county line, maybe my life will turn out fine. 10 years in jail since that they handed down. Stood in the shadows, his face was dripping sweat. He took a break from running, but he wasn't done yet. Looked over his shoulder when he heard the barking hounds. Dug his feet into the earth and headed out of town. The town lies far away, and he won't sleep for days, because he just left with Annie, and she's the sheriff's wife. Now the sheriff's men have got him running for his life. He
should have known that girl was trouble, but it wasn't thinking clear when she put her hand onto his leg and filled his glass with beer. But a deputy needed see down, trapped the sheriff down, just in time to grab his clothes and highball out of town. The town line's far away, and he won't sleep for days. And even if he makes it, there's nothing he can do. Hope and pray the sheriff there hasn't heard of him. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am my mother's only son. You might think that I regret the things I've done, but I can only think of one right now. You and I both know the reason why you've turned your gun on me. I'm rarely held in high regard, and most folks don't seem to trust me very far. But I can promise you one thing, I would have turned my back and walked away if she had worn a ring. Please don't put your bullets in me, please don't bury me beneath the cold, cold ground. You and I alone will know the truth of what went on. You'll never see my face again. Most nights I go to bed alone, and there's no place on this earth that I call home. And I'll admit I have a roving eye, but I'm not the only man who turned to look when she walked by. I don't expect to buy much time, but I need to find mind. And to convince you that I could not know, or no ring upon her hand to mark the vow that she had spoken. So I'm begging you, please don't put your bullets in me, please don't bury me beneath the cold, cold ground. You and I alone will know the truth. What went on? You will never see my face again in town. I swear the whole world must be blind. I'm the first man to see murder in your eyes. How fitting now the wind is turning cold. With my dying breath I curse your life, I curse your very soul. Please don't put your bullets in me, please don't bury me beneath the cold, cold ground. I alone will know the truth of what went on. You'll never see my face again in town. We'll be right back.
the shadows, thinking about the past, about all the women he had known and lived life too fast. But he heard a noise behind him, felt a gun against his head. Should have known the sheriff wouldn't rest till he was dead. Cowboys far away, and he's 6 feet in the grave. He's lying there with Annie, who was the sheriff's wife, till the sheriff and his men robbed him of their lives.
Thanks.
Okay, we'd like to really cut loose now and jam on one for you.
Thanks, y'all. Are we having fun yet? Let us hear you up on that hill. We can see you. We were going to get spot floods this year and bring in our own lights so we could signal back and forth. Now might be a good time to get the set list out. Can you see us? We will run like Mogwai into the forest. I whipped out that 80s reference, didn't I?
I would like to do a couple of new songs that we've written since we've been here last, I think. And the first one of them is by Jeff, and I will let him tell you about it.
This is a love song. Y'all aren't gonna get up and leave if we start playing a love song, are you? Oh, see, that's what we heard. Well, I wrote this one, and it's about a girl. I like her a little bit. She's okay with me. This one's called The Darling One. It goes a little something like this. For Virginia.
Oh, the darling one in my life always comes back to me. Oh, the darling one in my life always knows just where I'll be. Like the sweet smell of roses on the wind, she'll come rolling back this way. She'll come rolling back again. Darling one, hear me as I call out your name. Darling one, beginning to end, it's the same. Time will hold us in its arms, hold and keep us both from harm. Darling one, it's you forevermore. Try to slip away, but we'll live out every second of love. Now the leaves may fall, but the best part of all is your healing. As the sun slowly fades and the stars start to shine with the light of your eyes, and as you can see,
while you're standing next to me, that we're having us a time of our life.
Those are all songs that we know and have written, and it's great. And we like hearing you. You all sound very good shouting them. This next tune is about, wrote it about how kind of any place you go anymore starts to look exactly like every other place that you go to. You have your Walmarts and your Pizza Kings and your McTaco houses and
yep.
Home Depots.
Waffle House.
So you know, everybody's kind of becoming one big thing. And finding something that's unique is hard to come by anymore, which is why it makes something like this festival so special. Anyway, this is a song called Town. It's about a place that I went to one time and didn't like. I won't tell you where it is, in case I ever have to go back there.
That was a big flash.
I spent a little time, almost didn't make it out alive. Since I did, I thought I'd write a song about the things I saw while I was there. Well, I saw a lot of people, they all looked the same. They had the same clothes, they had the same name. So I took off running right out of that town. Hope I never have to go back again. I won't tell you just where it is in case I ever have to go back again. But you're gonna know it if you ever pass through, provided that they let you. Jobs and they didn't think
drink a lot. If I didn't think I'd get in trouble with the law, I'd tell you I'd laugh out loud. Kids got the same grades, wore the same shoes, strutting in my room, and fell for kangaroos, which I liked enough. I tried to get a pair, but they didn't have any respect. I won't tell you just where it is in case I ever have to go back again. But you're gonna know it if you ever pass me, provided that they let you in. I could tell right away I wouldn't fit in, had the right color eyes and the right color skin, but I didn't know the sign or the magic word, and I think they knew that I spoke a bit from time to time. I won't tell you just where it is in case I ever have to go back again. But you're gonna know it if you ever pass through, provided that they let you.
It's not raining, is it? Of course it is. We've been bringing the rain to every festival we've been at this year. We feel responsible. We'll take the blame. We'll take the blame. There, you could base it on facts. Barometer. Or you can just believe the rumors.
Well, earlier today we got to do, we just found out about it today actually when we came in, but we got to do a workshop. There was a bunch of folks over there hanging out and asking questions. And somebody asked, what did you guys listen to? Who were your influences? You know, it's pretty obvious that you didn't grow up really listening to bluegrass, so what did you do? And we all answered the question, but Adam used to play pretty mean, wicked mean, punk guitar. He grew up listening to metal music. He can do all those power chords, you know, the ones that look like that. Well, I can't do it. But he's telling me that they're really hard to do.
Do one.
Anyway.
I won't bore you with it.
This is a song that comes from that style of music.
It's a very traditional tune. We don't want to scare you folks, but this tune is by the Misfits, and it's... I don't know, I feel awkward. Should I scream? Usually I scream the introduction to this song. Would that be appropriate? Is that appropriate for this festival? Maybe if we all scream together. This song's Top 20!
Thank you.
head.
Thank you. Don't be afraid. We got time for one more number. We're gonna play you one more tune. Play you one more little number. Thank you.
Thanks,
Jim.
You're the reason we came.
And oddly enough, it works the same way around.
That man.
So, unfortunately, we don't get to hang out and enjoy all of the fine picking and barbecue. We're off tomorrow, we're driving over to Rhode Island, and then we're going home. Taking our ball, and we're going home. To Nederland, Colorado. Driving all the way over there. Has got a lot more music to watch over the next many number of days. Bugs all over me. I feel like I have bugs all over me. So here's one of those dark kind of tunes. Since the direction we will be heading will be very, very west for a very, very long period of time. We will be heading very, very west for a very, very long period of time. Darkness, set you up.
Thank you. Thank you. Darkness.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for staying up late with us. We appreciate you guys very much. Thank you. Thanks very much, y'all, for sitting around and listening to us, hanging out with us. It's nice to see you all again. We're very glad to get invited back. Thanks to Chuck and Mary and all y'all. You guys are really, really great. It's great to come out here and play for you. Thanks. We're going to do one more quick one. They let us play a nice love set, and we really do appreciate them letting us do that. We just can't help playing music for y'all. We've found a new love affair with this next tune. We didn't play this tune for a while. We got a little tired of it.
It broke up with us.
We'd like to dedicate this to all of our picking buddies who are going to be here over the next couple days. Dave Vine and the Nicely Boys and all the Corn Tornadoes and Fiddly Dave. Those guys especially. Great to see them. And we'd also like to mention real quick, if you happen to be perusing your program and you come to our little write-up there, don't be afraid, because the picture has, there's five of us. And it doesn't look a lot like us, but don't worry. Our fifth member who's missing, he's all right, he's okay. Just the whiz bang, we didn't think it was right for the Grey Fox crowd. We decided to leave that. So. Can't tell, it's sarcasm. Thanks for listening to us. Play this last number by one of the missing Osborne brothers. Bitchy.
Thank you.
crazy. So, what do I hear? I'm living with something I don't want to share.
Thanks. We'll see you next time.